This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's food for talk here on Power Weekend Breakfast on Power 98.7. You can call in anytime on 0861-987-000. Just wait for these pictures to get up on our social media. You are going to khala and khalalela at the amazing, amazing Chef Lolly. Chef Lolly Magwetu is here in studio with us, and it is all about love, Lolly. Hi, Chef.
Hi, Pavi. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about this Grand Diplomé de Cordon Bleu, Paris. How did that come about that you studied, and you are now a Cordon Bleu
chef?
I mean, that's really remarkable.
Thank you. Mm. Basically, I was at UCT for about 6 months. Totally hated it. And
what were you studying?
I was studying PPE.
Oh my gosh, I did that too. Exactly.
So I did home economics in high school, and yeah, I really had a passion for cooking. And we had a tour to Cape Town, and Silverwood had a Cordon Bleu qualification. And then I was very interested, and I was blessed enough that my parents let me go and actually study in Paris. So that's how my degree came about.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is the one thing that stood out for you, that surprised you about the industry, the food industry, that you didn't think of going in?
It's a lot of work.
Oh. What did you think was going to happen, Lolly?
I was very shocked because in high school it was just an hour of cooking, so you'd make a cupcake or like a pasta. But then when you get into the industry, it's hours and hours of labor, but it is worth it when you have a passion for it.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, what shocked me the most.
So when you become Cordon Bleu, you're studying everything. You're studying
It's cuisine and pastry.
Yes,
if you
exactly.
have the Grand Diploma.
All right, got it. Yes. So why did you then choose to veer into pastry?
I think it's just because it's got an easier market. I wasn't really ready to be employed by an employer and work in a restaurant full time.
Got you.
So I find that in South Africa, there's a market for cakes, mostly in cupcakes, and then pastry is still growing. So we don't have that many pastry shops. So it's very interesting to see how we could expand, or how I could fit into the industry by expanding into pastry myself.
No, why am I confused? Cakes, cupcakes... is not pastry.
So, no, it is pastry, but like more on the tart sides, eclairs, and different like entremets. Those kinds of pastries in South Africa aren't very popular. So that's where I wanted to infiltrate the market.
That is so interesting. I mean, there's that one place that sells all of these things. And you know the place I'm talking about. There's that one bakery place.
Yes.
And you walk in there, and I have not seen some of the things that are in there, with folds and custards and things. And so if I walk into a Love Lolly setup, what am I expecting? What can I see?
You'd probably see... lots of tarts. So
yes.
I love different kinds of tarts, as I've made one for you guys today.
Yes. What is this?
It's a pear and almond tart.
Ooh,
it's
one of my
mom's favorites. So that's why I made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pear and almond
pear
tart.
Pear and almond tart with the, puff pastry base instead of just a short pastry.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
A little bit of a remix.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And then the cakes that you've made us here?
I've made an orange and almond blossom cake. Then I've made a rose cake, a vanilla bean cake, and then a carrot cake.
Beautiful. Talk to us individually, one by one. What's what?
The pink one is a rose cake. It goes really well if you have pistachios. So I love that flavor palette.
Mm-hmm.
The orange and almond blossom is actually an experiment. So it's a new flavor.
I love that. I love experiments.
Everyone
guys,
loves-
cut a smaller piece for me so that we can taste more, and then also I can fit into my jeans tomorrow. I'm on television every day. So just a tiny piece, please. Thanks. Yeah, that's perfect. That's a nice taster piece. I've got Tlhekatane and Valerie in here cutting the cake and slicing it up for all of us to taste. All right. So you've spoken about the pink. You've spoken about the orange.
And then there's a carrot cake, and I made it with a gingerbread flavor icing.
Ooh.
And then there's some regular vanilla bean.
Oh. Oh, brilliant. So thank you, ladies. So fresh and delicious looking.
Thank you.
What is your business structure? Who do you work with? Where do you bake? How does that all work?
So I got a loan from my mom for an industrial...
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. That's lovely.
I got a loan from my mom for an industrial fridge and oven. So I work at home in the back house.
Oh, wow.
And then I have my cousin who's like my assistant who does all the bookings. And then I'm still working by myself since I only really launched after I finished my second degree, which was now in February.
What's your second degree?
It's a BA in brand building and management from Vega.
Yes, of course. That's brilliant.
Yes.
The choice to do that was because of business, hey?
Yes, it was for business.
And how has that elevated your business?
I think it's made me more aware of how to basically market myself and find a unique niche in terms of making sure that people know that everything that we do is based out of love instead of just having a factory that just pushes, like, with no really concern about the customer, the like end customer, and how they feel about what they're eating.
Yes.
And whether something is fresh or not, etc., etc.
Oh, that's very interesting, because yeah, the customer is also getting smarter than ever before.
Yeah, truly.
And
so it's always important to have them in mind and how they want to feel at the end of the product,
the
like after the experience of eating, ordering, and the delivery, etc.
That is so phenomenal. So how does the business work currently in terms of, do we order? Can we come to you? Is all online? Or?
So it's online. I work and then I deliver. So if you follow me on Instagram, Love Lolly, all the information is there. You can email lovelollyteam@gmail.com. And you can place your order through there, and then we deliver based on the requirements that you've sent through.
This is really delicious.
Thank you.
It's the carrot cake that I'm tasting.
Okay.
That's like a next level-ish carrot cake. Because you said you did something else to the...
The icing. I made it a gingerbread flavor.
Gingerbread flavor icing. Icing versus fresh cream versus the other one.
Like Swiss meringue.
Yes.
Swiss meringue is a bit soft for me. I've never really felt that it had a lot of flavor.
Okay.
So it decorates well, but I don't think it adds to the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then fresh cream, you'd have to be serving in front of the customer. So if it's like a private chef and gig and it's a dessert and you're preparing it right there and then it's easier, but I think for lasting impact it doesn't really work.
Yeah. So do you find that you bake to order?
Yes, I do bake to order.
Okay.
I do bake to order.
Oh, well, there we go. Look at this. Your local online patisserie and floral shop based in Johannesburg, South Africa. And this is the Instagram page. I mean, cakes have become so much of a statement these days,
yes,
right?
Very important.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like there's no party, there's no lunch and tea. You need a cake, and you can't just have a cake.
And it has to look great.
Oh my gosh, you have to have an Instagram worthy cake. Tell me about the floral aspect to your business.
So the floral aspect happened when I was in lockdown, so I was a bit bored and
lovely.
So I wanted to explore that side of my creativity. So sometimes when husbands particularly order cakes for their wives and small ones, they like to order flowers as well. So mm-hmm. I think they just pair really well together. Who wouldn't love a cupcake and flower delivery when they're feeling down or just to feel special?
So are you saying you deliver arrangements and bouquets
as well as flowers?
But I also see where the two worlds meet and you have flowers
on the cakes. Yes, so that's basically how I combined everything. And it's also like my own personal unique way of decorating cakes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, one might imagine that it is a little bit, maybe not saturated, but a busy industry, right? Lots of people are in there.
It is a busy industry.
Yeah. How do you put yourself in a place where you're differentiated?
I think it's still early days to really have a strong statement about saying that I am completely unique. But in growing, I do think that people do come back. So I have return customers, which is a great feeling. And it also means that I'm not doing too badly.
Yes.
So I think the ability to attract customers and retain them is something that... yeah, makes me feel like I am unique and there is a market space for me.
I mean, yes, I mean, without a doubt, with a business like yours, you have the wedding cake, then we come to you, we have a great experience, then we have our baby shower cake and we come to you and we have, and the cupcakes, then we have the smash cake for the first birthday, then we come to you, we have a great experience. I mean, we'll always... come to you.
Yeah.
We'll always come to you. It's very interesting. Where do these trends come from? Because the smash cake thing, I didn't know about a smash cake. Then my guy turned one and everyone was like, oh, you're going to have a smash cake. I'm like, what is a smash cake? Where do these trends emerge from?
I feel as though I found that they emerged from the States. Because I made like my first smash cake about 3 years ago and the instructions were pretty clear, like it had to be sugar-free, gluten-free because it was for a one-year-old. So it was just very interesting that I had to make a whole fruit cake and suitable for someone that can barely speak.
Yes.
Or actually can't speak to eat. So
but must be highly impressed by, okay, Lolly?
They need a smile in their picture.
Exactly.
So I do find that those trends come from the States because in South Africa, it's still pretty new. Not many people. Yeah. So it's a social media push.
I mean, that is the exact timeline. I'm talking about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, that this was becoming a thing. Exactly. And then let's focus a little bit on your social media. It is the business card, isn't it? I don't know if you have a pre-social media experience, but talk to me about how important it is as a business person to put that focus on your socials.
It's very important because a lot of my customers do come from social media. If it's not word of mouth because of my friends or my parents' friends, then new customers find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it is very important to post regularly and show people what you can do and...
A new trend also of people who just love to cook, who just love to bake and who do it well, starting these businesses. I always believe, to use a cake metaphor, there is enough for all of us to have a slice of our success. But what has all of this education done for you? I mean, it's just remarkable. I'm tasting this food and I can taste that this has been measured in a very specific kind of way, that this tart is mind-blowing. So tell me about how you feel about how the industry's evolving and where this puts you.
I find that education separates you from home cooks, but not too badly. But it's in terms of, for me, I found like hygiene practices. And how you buy your stock and purchasing and pricing, those kinds of elements. Because you find a lot of people tell you like, oh, your cake's a lot more expensive than this person, but it's I've got experience versus someone that started cooking from home. Mm. So I have to, pay homage to that part of my work.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because it is factor coming from an educated place. So you have to factor that in. So I think you're just able to do more and... explore different kinds of pastries versus only having a niche of cupcakes and cakes.
Yeah.
So when someone does come with a request of a pastry that I've probably never done before, I'd probably be able to execute it well enough for them or to their satisfaction because of the fundamentals and the basics that you learn at school.
Extraordinary. Give us your details. How do we book from you? Where do we have a look at your work?
So please on Instagram, it's lovelollysa. And then on or to book or inquire on email, it's lovelollyteam@gmail.com. And then all the details would be there for WhatsApp numbers, etc.
It's Mother's Day. If someone's just woken up now and they want to do something, is it too late, Lolly? It's too late, everyone.
It's too late.
Fall back. Fall back. But you can do something for Monday or Wednesday or Thursday next of next week in order to catch up. Lolly, it's been so wonderful to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we wish you everything of the best.
Thank you very much.
Lolly Magwetu, who is Love Lolly, and you can find her Love Lolly SA on Instagram.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.